times and a low of 9 tonight before it gets back up to the comfortable February that that we all know and love. The leap day tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 47 expected. Right now, it is time to turn it over to the news, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dry, windy conditions driving wildfires across the Texas Panhandle into western Oklahoma. Erin O'Connor is with the Texas A&M Forest Service.
Certainly the entire panhandle is at risk, but that northern area near the Amarillo, Canadian, Tampa area, that seems to be where we're having a lot of wildfire growth at this time.
In suburban Chicago, several tornadoes touched down, including in Hoffman Estates, where Nancy Cramp waited it out with her mother.
The wind, all of a sudden the wind picked up and we heard things hitting the roof. We were hitting the windows. We were downstairs. The sirens were already going off.
Lightning and hail also reported. At least 100,000 protest votes cast in the Michigan primary. People writing uncommitted instead of Joe Biden's name on the Democratic ticket as a way of protesting the U.S. policy in Gaza. Funeral services planned for Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. It'll be held in suburban Moscow on Friday, 2 weeks after his death in a penal colony. This is ABC News. A major gun case before the U.S. Supreme Court today. Justices will hear arguments over whether the ATF can regulate bump stocks, devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire more like machine guns. The man who invented them is watching the case closely.
Jeremiah Cottle says he may soon get out of the bump stock business, even though a high court victory could once again help him rake in millions. He says more than anything, the Supreme Court showdown is about vindicating his version of the American dream.
That's ABC's Devin Dwyer. Bump stocks were banned after the 2017 Las Vegas shooting that left 60 people dead. Starbucks and Workers United, the union organizing Starbucks workers, have agreed to start new talks. Workers at nearly 400 locations have voted to unionize. So far, none of those groups have reached a labor agreement, though. City of San Francisco officially apologizing for past racist policies that discriminated against African Americans. The measure approved unanimously by the Board of Supervisors. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, 11 big ones here in Richland Center. We'll share with you forecast details. It gets better for another potential record breaker on Saturday and Sunday. More coming up in a moment.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Today, a high around 24 degrees, blustery and rather cold. Northwest winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear and brisk with a low of 9. 47 Thursday, much warmer. Friday, 55 and unseasonably warm. Quite warm Saturday and a high of 64. And Sunday, 71. Unusually warm, partly cloudy and breezy with rain likely overnight Sunday into Monday. Monday's high, 44. In Richland Center yesterday, the record shatterer, 71 degrees. It was 28 at midnight, and then my clothes blew off the clothesline this morning. We have a northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. It is 11 degrees in Richland Center.
See you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go, this flame ain't burning low. There's something here I know, cause I can feel it in the air. Feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it. We'll be right back.
body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh, baby, I swear I can feel it in the air.
Kane Brown on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE 107.7, and AM 1450. 11 degrees with a little bit of sunshine out there today. So don't let the sunshine fool you. I had to go back and find my winter coat. There it was. Didn't think I needed it, but, well, I may not for a few more days now after today. This is Luke Combs on Country and Community, WRCO.
So I've been thinking we need a little time alone. So would you say we cancel our plans? Now I'm only gonna be your man. Let's get some candles burning and some records turning. When you look this good, what could I even think about? Oh, besides turning around like a girl, I've seen your red dress fall to the floor. Let's get some candles burning and some records turning all the lights down low. Take it.
Restless Heart on WRCO, 80s country, late 80s. You kind of know your age when you remember when that was a brand new 45 that we played on the radio back in the day. RCA Records, I can see it spinning round and round. We're at 11 degrees right now at WRCO, and we'll see what old Hank Bray, the legend of Pea Ridge, has in store for us in just a moment.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Working more actively into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your health.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Philip.
How you doing, man?
Calm down. I'm good. I had a long drive last night, so.
Long drive.
The thing of it is, though, Phil, where I went last night, I had more window time than I did game time.
I bet you did. It was
a long trip.
And you saw some lightning.
I did. You know, last night on the way home from Southwestern, I mean, it was just, looked like the 4th of July with just, I mean, crazy lightning. So it was behind the southern. But if you look in Illinois and stuff, they had some tornado stuff going on down there last night.
They did.
So.
Yeah. Little scary that when the weather changes that quickly.
I mean, it was, because when I left Boscobel, it was 63. When I got out, it was 34.
Yes.
So it was like, hey.
Yep.
Someone turned the air on.
Dropped a little quickly last night. So
I see your Levi.
Yeah, today is National Pockets Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Small Pockets Day for your small change.
Yes. Do you know what that little pocket's actually for?
In your car keys. The little pocket in your jeans? Pocket watch, maybe.
No, it's for what's left over of your check.
Oh, I think it'll safely fit in that. And it's Global Scouse Day. I didn't know what scouse was.
What is a scouse?
Well, it's English. It's actually like a stew.
Oh.
Yeah. So, served quite a bit in Liverpool at the bars and whatnot. But it looks like some stock cubes, peas, lentils, sweet potatoes, parsley, basil, and rosemary. Doesn't look too bad.
No. Yep. Hey, speaking, though, of soups, on my diet journey here, or my life change. I don't call it a diet.
How you doing on that?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good.
Been eating a lot of broth lately,
uh-huh.
chicken broth, because I've been sick. So
sure.
So, but it's like water. It makes you feel, full.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, broth's good for you.
Broth is good.
Yeah, it is. So you can only have so much.
We have a Hank Bray joke.
Jet dad joke button.
Computer.
Yeah. Yeah, it can generate anything you want, Phil.
We brought this in today because we're falling kind of short in our dad jokes.
Aren't we all?
I think so. So
here we go.
Let's see if we can pick one up here on the Hank Bray dad joke generator.
Getting paid to sleep would be my dream job.
Not very good, Hank.
Let's leave that for Monday.
Getting paid.
I went to buy a pair of camouflage pants. But I couldn't find any.
Not bad, not bad.
No, I thought of all those.
I take extra socks with me when I golf, in case I get a hole in one.
Yeah. Oldie, but a goodie.
Goodie, yep.
I got a couple questions here for you.
You do?
The goat moves.
What?
The goats.
The goats.
Of all time. Greatest of all time.
Sports
trivia.
Oh, okay.
Name the three starting quarterbacks, Philip, to win a Super Bowl in their first year with a new team.
Wow. That's a tough one.
It is.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is one, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me think. Whom else in their first year?
He's still playing.
Russell Wilson?
No.
Wasn't that his first year in Seattle? No, maybe not. No, I guess probably not. Let me think. On that one, Matthew Stafford?
Yes.
Because he would have switched teams.
Yeah, and he won a Super Bowl. And do you know the other one? This one stumped me.
Does it go back a ways?
Yeah, it goes back a ways.
Okay, so.
Super Bowl 35.
35. Ooh. See, I don't know my Roman numeral.
Trent Dilfer.
I would have gotten that one all day.
And Super Bowl and Trent Dilfer, you'd never put those two together.
No, you wouldn't.
All right. Name the four quarterbacks to start the Super Bowls with multiple teams.
Oh, boy. Well, you got to go Brady.
Yep.
So more than one is multiple, mm-hmm. I suppose. You got to go Peyton Manning.
Yep.
He did it. Who else?
You played for St. Louis.
I was going to say Kurt Warner, maybe?
Yes. One more. And he played for Dallas and Denver, this guy did, and I didn't even
John
know.
Elway?
No, Craig Morton.
Oh, Craig Morton. Oh, my goodness, yes. Goes back a little ways.
Yeah, it does.
Denver finally got to be a pretty good team. He was I think he'd already been with Dallas at that mm-hmm. point. So, yeah.
Name the only rookie quarterback to throw four touchdown passes in an NFL playoff game.
Rookie quarterback, four TD passes in an NFL playoff game. Yeah. Was it this year?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was recent.
Brock Purdy.
Yep, it was Brock Purdy. Yep.
San Francisco.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who was the first African American head coach to win a Super Bowl, Philip?
Well, I'm going with Herm Edwards.
No. Playoffs.
Oh, Dennis Green?
No. Tony Dungy.
Oh, Tony. Yeah, I couldn't think.
Yeah, see, everybody forgets about Tony.
Oh, well, I didn't. I was thinking of, for some reason, but yeah, with the Colts he would have been. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Name the blonde bombshell Joe DiMaggio married in 1954.
Not hard there. Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, it was. It was. Who was the first quarterback to start for two different teams in the Super Bowl? Who was the first quarterback to start for two different teams? Hmm. We just talked about him.
Yeah. I would say it's probably what you mentioned Craig Craig Morton.
It is. It is. How do you know that stuff?
Well, I don't, but you gave me a hint that we'd already talked about it.
What two teams played in the first all-California Super Bowl?
Well, the 49ers.
Uh-huh.
And the Raiders? Mm-mm. No. I don't know.
San Diego.
San Diego. Oh, really? Yeah.
Defeated the Chargers 49-26, becoming the first two to win five Super Bowl championships. The game was played on January 29th in 1995 in Joe Robbie Stadium in Florida.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
So,
greatest of all time. Yeah, those are some tough ones.
Yeah, those are some tough ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, any plans for the night?
No, probably.
Got a honey-do list tonight?
Honey-do
it's Wednesday.
Maybe... Alea will be around probably to keep me in line, so that's...
Isn't that sad that you have to ask a four-year-old to keep a
full-time job? But she's watched her grandmother enough. She's got the pointer finger now.
Oh, does she really?
No. You do this.
Yep.
Voicing me around, you know.
But you do that to us at work. I mean, do you practice that at work?
Yeah. Well, I can't get any of that bossing around at home, so I got to bring it to work and...
I've got spur marks on my sides and everything.
Yeah, poor guy.
I mean, you just spur me to death.
Yeah, I'm just quite an ogre, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, how about a breakfast-themed house? I thought of you, Hank. This
uh-oh.
Would be a
yeah.
great place.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, no. It's a Stack of Pancakes house. The Eggo House of Pancakes, constructed by Eggo in honor of National Pancake Day, furnished with breakfast-inspired decor, including pancake-inspired beds with strawberries and cream sheets and pillows. The house is located... In Tennessee, Gallatin, Tennessee.
Okay.
You can cozy in the fluffy pancake beds and have mini pancakes making s'mores at the house's fire pit. It also is equipped with a maple syrup fountain.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Can't beat that.
That sounds like a home away from home for you.
Maybe.
So if you're on a diet, though, that might be a little tough because you'd be...
But the smell of pancakes are so good.
Oh, I know. You'd have a hankering
oh,
for...
Oh, my goodness, are they smell
Hank
good.
Would have a hankering.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's an event coming up in March for Eileen Alvin. I'm probably going to go have some pancakes.
Pancakes, yep. Yeah, that's the Ithaca Lions.
Yep.
March 17th, yep. I think that is.
Yep. So I'm probably going to go have some pancakes that day.
All right. Well, so you'll go off your diet that day then.
Well, you know, I will account for it later on in the day.
So. Oh, okay.
But I got to, support. Everybody needs support. So
sure. Take some pancakes to go.
I will. Mm-hmm. I'll see what happens, then eat them all week.
Yeah.
So
we used to do that once in a while as if we were kind of running late or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a little sugar on your pancake, roll it up, and voila.
Yep.
Eat
voila.
It on the way out the door. Yep.
So are you having anything, St. Patty's Day is coming up as well.
Yeah.
Me, so
you got to practice my Irish jig.
Yeah.
I got a little hitch in my giddy up. So,
yeah, you do.
It's so a little hard to do the Irish jig this year, probably. But, yeah, I might have to be more upper body. Kind of like Mr. Gopher in Caddyshack.
Yes.
You know, Mr. Gopher as he pops out of the hole and he does the swivel at the hips. I can do that.
Yeah.
But
you never see his legs.
I'm all right.
No, you're not, Phil.
No, I'm not.
You're not all right at all.
What did the buffalo say to his son when he dropped him off at school?
Bye, son.
Bye, son.
Yeah. Hank Bray, computer-generated jokes.
I was just born with mine.
What?
I missed that.
I missed that one.
Why did the picture go to jail?
Oh.
He was framed.
Oh,
my
boy.
Goodness. Boy, he sounds like he should be on Mondays. So, anyway, good luck to all the air athletes for tomorrow and Friday. And hopefully we get something on Saturday.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Some big games coming up.
Yeah. Buddy, thank you very much. Everybody, have a good day. Make your bed and be kind.
All right. Sounds good there. Make your bed. Even if it's a pancake bed, maybe. We're at 12 degrees at WRCO. Birthdays and anniversaries for February 28th. We'll be next.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's auction includes a herd from Grant County of AI sired and bred milking cows in all stages of lactation. It's a mixed herd, mostly Holstein and Jersey, with a few Shorthorn and crossbred. Plus, their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
7:35 the time, this day in history, February 28, 1849, the California Gold Rush began in earnest as regular steamship service started bringing gold seekers to San Francisco. Also on this day in 1979, talking horse Mr. Ed died. The real Mr. Ed, Bamboo Harvester was his real name. Mr. Ed was just a stage name. And 1983, the final episode of MASH aired, bringing in the biggest TV audience of all time up to that date. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Dylan Moen. Love from all of your family. Here's one for twins who look different from Kevin and Kenny Bunce. Kevin and Kenny have birthdays today. One is in Prairie du Chien. One is in Vegas currently. All the best from Mom Sherry and Brandy. Happy birthday from the Unified United Methodist Church in Richland Center, saluting today Chris Marshall. Happy birthday, Chris. Greetings to Benji Clary from Grandpa and Grandma Clary. Benji celebrates today on the 28th of February. Happy birthday to Sean Schrader, Chris Coe, to the newly retired Mark Kane and Rachel Moore from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, saluting Riker Goodweiler. Also to Kenneth Kiever and Lisa Pingle, all celebrating today. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday to Brent Clarkson and Tiffany Joe Bradley.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're at 12 here at WRCO Studios. Try a little kindness today.
Sometimes this world feels like it's burning to the ground. There's so much noise we get lost in the sound. We're all slaying dragons. We think we're on our own. But everybody's got a battle. Nobody knows, so show a little kindness, show a little light, dig in the darkness, it's gonna be alright. Give a little comfort, give a little hope. All we gotta do is walk each other home. There's a little sanctuary inside every heart, but we burn all the bridges and we make it hard. Don't know who needs to hear this or what you're going through, but if you're feeling like I'm feeling, I'll be there for you too. Share a little kindness, share a little light. Bigger than the darkness, it's gonna be alright.
615 Collective. Try a little kindness today. Joanne's news is coming up next.
I feel tears welling up, going deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, but I may never stay. You might say that I was taking it hard, but you wrote me off with a song. But don't you wager that I hide my sorrow, when I may break right down the bone. Well, the race is on.
WRCO, Phil Neal, opening up a great day.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 12 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Blustery and rather cold today. Early clouds giving way to lots of sunshine and a high of 24 with northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and brisk with a low of 9. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 9 to 13 miles per hour. And after a low of 11, it's 12 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for Nurture Life's chicken parm with Super Veggie Spaghetti meal products due to misbranding and an undeclared allergen. The product's spaghetti component contains egg white, a known allergen, which is not declared on the product label. FSIS is issuing this public health alert to ensure that consumers with an allergy to egg are aware that this product should not be consumed. A recall was not requested because the affected product is no longer available for purchase. The fully cooked, not shelf-stable chicken meals were produced between December 27th and February 20th. The product subject to alert is a 5.9-ounce tray with sleeve label containing Nurture Life Kids Meals chicken parm with super veggie spaghetti, with enjoy by dates ranging from January 9th to March 1st. The chicken meal packaging does not have a USDA mark of inspection. These items were sold online and shipped directly to consumers nationwide. A police chief says the FBI has offered a reward of up to $15,000 in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last week. Elijah View was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers, where prosecutors said his mother had sent him to stay with a man now charged with child neglect. Searches by police and residents have so far not located Elijah. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert says the FBI on Tuesday provided a reward of up to $15,000 for information leading to the location and return of the boy or to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for his disappearance. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa and DeSoto is closed indefinitely. The Iowa DOT said that the bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge in Iowa, was closed after DOT officials said the bridge moved. After thoroughly inspecting the bridge, engineers have determined there have been movement in two existing bridge piers near the work zone for the new bridge. Work is already in progress to stabilize the two impacted piers so it can be reopened as quickly as possible. However, work is expected to take up to 2 months. The bridge will not be reopened until it is deemed safe. The 93-year-old bridge was scheduled to be replaced in 2 years, with construction already underway next to the bridge. Officials are currently working on alternative transportation options for those who rely on the bridge. At this point, the detours add 30 to 40 miles for those who frequently travel over the bridge. The nearest bridges for vehicle traffic to cross the Mississippi River are currently at La Crosse and Prairie du Chien. For updates on the bridge construction and optional transportation services, go to iowadot.gov/Lansing Bridge. Brief updates will be posted to the website, and you can sign up to receive more detailed updates as well. Governor Tony Evers vetoed a forever chemicals cleanup bill. The Republican-authored PFAS bill passed the Assembly last week, opposed by Democrats like Katrina Shanklin of Stevens Point.
This bill, SB 312, does not quite make it to the finish line in a way I think we could all agree on.
Rhinelander Republican Rob Swearingen said that the city has already shut down two wells and addressing PFAS contamination is urgent.
And the governor has to not turn his back on the people of the Northwoods and sign SB 312.
The Republican-authored bill passed the legislature on party-line votes. In a statement on Tuesday, the Democratic governor said he continues to object to a provision that would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to go before the Joint Finance Committee to request $125 million in funding for PFAS cleanup. He wants the budget panel, which has a Republican majority, to release the funding directly to the agency to assist PFAS-harmed communities. Governor Tony Evers is likely to sign a child care tax credit bill, but he's not committing to other elements of a Republican-authored tax cut package.
I want to make sure it's around the issue of middle-class taxpayers, and so hopefully I can, but we're working on it.
Republicans pitched the plan as a scaled-back version of their previously proposed $3 billion tax cut. The Democratic governor says the devil remains in the details.
They also mess with it in different ways, too. So it's all part of the game. But we'll take a look. No hedging.
Three other bills remove the state income tax on some retirement account distributions, expand the state's second tax bracket, and increase the state credit for married couples. Evers commented during a Wausau stop on his Year of the Worker tour. The Evers Administration's Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy has been selected by the U.S. Department of Energy to move on to the award negotiation stage for the federal department's Energy Improvement in Rural or Remote Areas program. President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law included $1 billion in funding for this program aimed at modernizing electric generation facilities, addressing high electricity costs in rural areas, and bolstering economic opportunity in rural areas. The state's application is one of 17 awards selected nationwide, marking the first step toward securing federal funding for the OSCE's Resilience and Prosperity in Rural Northern Wisconsin program. The Resilience and Prosperity in Rural Northern Wisconsin program plans to support clean energy access in 28 rural communities statewide, developing projects that can serve as replicable models to boost energy resilience, clean energy deployment, and green jobs for rural communities across the state. Officials in one eastern Iowa county are trying to track down $524,284 they believe was stolen when an employee transferred it in response to a fake email message that appeared to be from the city of Dyersville. Dubuque County officials announced the money was missing Monday, according to the Telegraph Herald. The county auditor and sheriff learned the money was missing when Dyersville officials asked about the status of the transfer after the county had already made it. Shake Greg Alley will host Taylor Kirby at its Winter Writers Reading Series today. The Winter Writers Reading Series features winning writers from Wisconsin, People and Ideas, Arts Plus Literature Laboratory, and the Wisconsin Writers Association. A reading featuring Taylor Kirby will be held tonight at 7 at Republic of Letters Books. Put on your dancing shoes and support the Richland County Veterans Memorial at the annual fundraising dance Sunday from 1 to 6 at the Phoenix Center. Monty Berger and the County Country Gold Band will provide the music. If dancing isn't something you participate in, you can still support the cause. There will be a silent auction and raffles. Admission is $10. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations for the Wisconsin Organic Advisory Council through March 8th. Seats are available in each of the following categories: organic certifier, organic business, organic farmer, and at large. Members serve 3-year terms, and the council meets every other month for a total of 6 times per calendar year. Nomination forms should explain why you would be a valuable addition to the council. Completed nomination forms should be mailed to Andrew Bernhardt, DATCP, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708, or email to andrew.bernhardt, that's B-E-R-N-H-A-R-D-T, at wisconsin.gov. For questions, contact Andrew Bernhardt, DATCAP Organic Program Specialist, at 608-572-0512. A committee of DATCAP staff and stakeholder representatives will evaluate nominees and make recommendations for appointment to the DATCAP secretary. New members will start their term at the July 2024 OAC meeting. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available on DATCAP's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting meat processor infrastructure grant applications through 5 o'clock Friday night, March 8th. Grants up to $50,000 will be awarded for project proposals lasting up to 2 years in duration to help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors are required to provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. Recipients will be chosen through a competitive selection process. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a DATCAP or U.S. Department of Agriculture licensed meat processing establishment in Wisconsin and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including expenses for engineering, architectural design, construction, food safety consultation, equipment purchase, and equipment installation. Application should be submitted to DATCAP Grants Manager Brian Williams at DATCPDADGrants@wisconsin.gov. The grant application and materials are available on the DATCAP website. The application period for the Youth Garage Band Competition 2024 Rock on Sin is now open. The contest gives kids from 7th to 12th grade across the state the chance to compete in a two-day competition in June during Summerfest. 10 bands will be chosen to compete from the applications, with the winning band getting to perform a second Summerfest show in July. Interested students must be enrolled in a Wisconsin school or homeschooled, and there's no cost to register or participate. Applications can be submitted online. If you think your favorite burger spot is the best in Wisconsin, now's your chance to find out. The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin until March 24th. Customers or restaurant owners can submit the nominations for the contest. The contest and winners will be announced May 1st. Nominations can be submitted online.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Wednesday, February 28th. Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74, of Richland County, died Friday after a two-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held this morning from 10:30 until noon at Grace Community Church, with a service and time of sharing to follow. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Grace Community Church Benevolence Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74, of Richland County. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died February 19th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in
you
Richland Center and surrounding
WRCE,
communities.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
8 to 5, Monday through